USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow today at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. The Russian foreign minister said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner through the proper diplomatic channels. With roughly 6,600 cases nationwide, the United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Dr. Fauci.
That you might see more of that. You don't want to panic people because there's no need to be overly concerned now. But at the same time that you're not currently overly concerned, you should be currently very observant and currently very careful and currently on top of what's going on and following it very carefully.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
China continues to be sore about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan this week.
China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The lawyer for Deshaun Watson's accusers is calling on the NFL to take action against the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Tony Busby, who represents more than 20 women who filed civil suits against Watson, pushed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to do the right thing. This comes after a retired federal judge recommended a 6-game suspension for Watson. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. The health secretary said on Thursday, a move expected to free up additional funding and tools to fight the disease. The United States has a total of roughly 6,600 infections. As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do. This so disproportionately hurts West Virginia, not only directly in terms of coal and the impact on the taxes that are on the coal industry, which will hurt our state tremendously, it also is going to lead to dramatically spiked power bills. One of the things that I've been working on for many years is to try to ensure that if there's a transition that moves away from coal and moves toward renewables, that you have to be sensitive to the timeline. This bill does the opposite. And I urge the Schumer-Manchin bill to be pulled because it's terrible for our state, bad for our country, but it really has a uniquely negative impact on West Virginia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.